All right, thanks for the introduction. Today I'm going to be talking about a study where we looked at constitutive or preformed traits that are associated with defense in species of ash that are resistant and susceptible to attack by the emerald ash borer. The emerald ash borer, or Gryllus planipennis, is a beetle in the order Coleoptera and the family Buprestidae, also known as the metallic wood boring beetles. It's an invasive pest that was first discovered in southeastern Michigan in 2002, and since then it's been infestations have been found in 10 other states. The ash borer affects trees within the genus Fractionus, also known as the ashes. It attacks healthy and stressed ash trees, and the way it attacks trees, the female will oviposit on the outside of the ash tree bark and lay her eggs in the cracks and crevices on the bark. The eggs will hatch, and those larvae will come out and feed their way through the outer cork layer into the phloem layer, and they'll start to feed on that phloem layer there. And you can see in this picture the outer outside of that phloem has been peeled back, and underneath are those galleries created by feeding from the emerald ash borer larvae, and that disrupts the flow of nutrients within the tree and will eventually kill the tree within 1 to 4 years. And the phloem is the tissue that I'm going to be looking at in this study where I'm focusing my study. So on the left here is a picture of a tree that's healthy that has not yet been infested by the emerald ash borer, and on the right is a tree that's been infested and is in decline and will eventually die. So the traits that we studied today, or in this study, the constitutive mechanisms for resistance that we looked at can be broken down into two categories. They can be broken down into physical and chemical categories. And the physical component is, we looked at lignin. Lignin is a complex polymer that helps add strength and rigidity to tissues. And you can see here in the picture, it's lignin is complex with cellulose to help add that strength and rigidity to the trees. And higher lignin levels are associated with having a detrimental effect on feeding by insects. And the chemicals that we are looking at here are phenolics, or secondary compounds that have ecological significance. They can be related to defense in that they can protect against attack from insects and pathogens as well, and they can also have protective effects against UV light and other things like that. And we're also looking at four proteins. We're trying to actually search the proteome of ash trees, but we're going to take, specifically I mentioned defense proteins, but we're looking for proteins that may be associated with defense, and these can include things like polyphenol oxidases or peroxidases, and these are compounds that proteins that can have detrimental effects on ash trees. And so we take a proteomics approach here. We're using a technique called difference gel electrophoresis that I'll mention towards the end. So in this study, we're looking at seven species of ash. We're looking at species that are susceptible to the emerald ash borer, and those can be broken down into four native species: blue, white, green, and black ash. And those are all native to the United States. And we're also looking at a European species of ash called European ash that is often used in horticultural plantings and urban settings. We're comparing those trees to traits associated with resistant ash. And resistant ash are Manchurian ash and Chinese ash, and these are ash trees that come from Asia, and they have had a co-evolutionary history with the emerald ash borer, so they're able to stave off attack by the emerald ash borer when they're healthy, but when they become stressed, they too become attacked. They can become attacked as well, so that suggests that maybe there's a lowering in their constitutive defense traits, and as a result, they don't have that. They're not able to respond to attack, and they become infested. And so the goals of this project was to test whether resistance of Manchurian and Chinese ash is due to differences in the constitutive defense traits over time. And so in this study, we used ontogenetically similar trees that are all the same age, and they were planted in a common garden study and arranged in a randomized complete block design. And on the picture here is an example of one of the plots from the actual common garden. So in this study, we're looking at phenology of total phenols in an ash phloem. And so phenology means that we're looking at how these traits differ over the course of the growing season. And this is important because the emerald ash borer The females will oviposit in June and early July. And so we wanted to see if maybe resistant species have traits that are higher compared to the susceptible traits and earlier in the growing season when the emerald ash borer is active. In this graph, we have we're looking at total phenolics, and on the left side here we are measuring total phenolics in milligrams per grams of fresh weight, and underneath we have each species that's represented. The two resistant are demarcated here by the red line on the right side are Manchurian and Chinese, and the five susceptible species we're looking at are underneath on the here on the right. And we have two time points we collected in June and August, and the June is in the blue and the August is in the tan, and significantly different means are compared within time point. And so when we looked at this data, we saw that they, at least for total phenolics, we didn't see any sort of association between resistance with the resistant ash species when we compare that to the susceptible ash species. We also looked at lignin, and we had three time points here for lignin: June, July, and August. The July is the purple this time, and again we're looking how those traits differ, how the lignin differs in the susceptible versus resistant variety or the species over time. Excuse me. Again, we measured that in on the left here in milligrams per grams fresh weight, and the species are underneath. And again, we don't see any association with between the resistant species when we compare those to the susceptible species. So we don't have any correlations there. So we looked at if there may be qualitative differences, if there are individual compounds that differ in between the species. And in a previous study that was conducted in our lab, we looked at Manchurian ash, and it was compared to green and white ash. And when Manchurian ash was compared to green and white ash, it was found that Manchurian ash had these a very different phenolic profile than what green and white ash had. So it was hypothesized that maybe some of those compounds that were present in Manchurian ash and on the others played some sort of role in resistance against the emerald ash borer. But in this study, we incorporated another resistant species, we added a few more susceptible species, and we found some trends that we need to explore. But so those trends we found were, we found that Chinese ash, the other resistant variety, actually had a very similar profile to green and white ash. So these peaks are individual phenolic compounds. This is a chromatogram where these compounds are read on their UV absorbance at a certain wavelength, and so the height of the peak indicates the how much of that individual compound is present, and the time at which they come out, or the individual peaks, represent one individual compound. And so in this first set, we were able to break up the two sets between, we have the set one we have associated with phenolic profiles that were similar to Chinese ash, and we found that Chinese ash, green, and white ash all had similar phenolic profiles. And I circled this large peak here. This peak is syringocide, which is just a phenolic that is similar to both, so all three of these species. And so in the previous study, we found with Manchurian ash that was not present, but we do see in the resistant ash that this, another resistant ash, that it is present. And then in the second set, we compared the Manchurian ash phenolic profile, and we saw that there were some themes as well. That in, when we compared the Manchurian ash to the black and European ash, we saw that they too had similar phenolic profiles. And in the previous study, we saw that these calceolariacides are another type of phenolic compound that were novel, at least at the time, to Manchurian ash, and had not been associated with the other two susceptible species in the study. But the calceolariacides we found to be just as prevalent, if not higher and more concentration, in the black ash, which is also very susceptible to attack from the emerald ash borer. So it looks like we don't have any association between resistance in these compounds. And so the next portion is looking at proteomics. We're interested in looking at the protein, the complete protein profiles of the phloem tissue of these resistant and susceptible variety, or species of ash, excuse me. And so here is just, this is a 1D protein gel where we're looking at the quality of the proteins and just looking for any blatant differences in protein profiles. And we see that there are some similarities, at least based on molecular weight. Could be individual proteins are different, but, and we also see some differences as well. And so from here, we want to take this to a technique called DIGE, difference gel electrophoresis. Again, I mentioned this is a technique that kind of has a little more statistical power than conventional 2D protein gels. And in this technique, we have two pools of ash, a resistant pool that is red. In this pool, we have the proteins where we can actually label them with a fluorescent dye, and we're going to label this resistant pool, and then the susceptible pool, we can label that with another fluorescent dye, in this case that would be green. And in this technique, we can combine these two together and run them all in the same gel, and actually run some statistics and look at quantitative and qualitative differences between the different protein profiles. And so we're interested in looking for proteins that are labeled with this red fluorescent dye, which would be novel to the Manchurian ash, that aren't present in the green pool. In the green pool, we can see here, and we can also see these yellow protein spots, which are associated with overlap between the two species, or the species. So from there, we want to identify the sequence of these differentially expressed proteins and try to assign putative functions based on database search. And from there, we want to try to design primers and actually search for those genes. And the point of this is to actually develop biomarkers for resistance, so we can actually do some screening and things like that for resistance against the emerald ash borer. And that concludes my talk, so thank you. Yes.
I might have missed this, but you said was it the phloem? How did you isolate the phloem?
The question is, how did we isolate the phloem? And basically, we just cut some branches and put them on ice, take them back to the lab, and we just rake them and rip the phloem tissue off and flash freeze it in liquid nitrogen. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.